Hi everyone, welcome again to another podcast from Teacher Joseph. Today we're going to be talking about shoplifting. And let me tell you why. Well, the other day I was in the supermarket minding my own business as I do, and I was aware that the person who was in front of me in the aisle of the supermarket, in this particular area, he was just lifting things and putting them in his bag. And I thought to myself, what do I do here? Do I tell someone? Do I hope that this person is just going to go to the checkout and pay for them? I mean, he was very blatant. He was as bold as brass, as we say here in the UK. When something or somebody is as bold as brass, it means that they're not shy. They don't care who sees them. So anyway, he was lifting tons of stuff. I think he started off with chocolate. I wasn't following him, but I couldn't help but notice him. The shop was fairly quiet. He lifted some bottles of alcohol as well and just put them in his bag. And then he walked to the exit and tried to go out. Now, fortunately, I wasn't the only person that saw him. They obviously were watching him on camera, because as soon as he got to the door, three people, presumably they weren't in the shop, I'd never seen them before, they just attacked him. They just literally got him. They forced him into a corner and said, "You have our things." Of course, he tried to deny it and say he hadn't, but it was kind of obvious, you know. And as he tried to walk away, they pushed him into the corner. And they're doing this because more and more the police are saying that they don't have the time and they don't want to deal with what they see is just petty crime. They don't have time, because shoplifting is so common now. Do you know, there was a big report last week, and it was saying that in some shops, thieves, they just walk in, they go behind the counter, take what they want, and walk out. And shopkeepers and cashiers are told, for your own safety, do not try to challenge them. So anyway, this man last week, as bold as brass, as my mother would have said, meaning not shy, he just simply tried to walk out with these things. And of course, the shop wouldn't let him go until they had retrieved their items. And the police eventually arrived, of course, long after the man disappeared, because they let him go finally. But it just highlights a real issue, a growing issue of a serious discontent amongst British people. Now, the question I want to ask is, why do people do it? Why do people want to lift things in a shop and walk out with them? I mean, no matter how poor I was, I don't think I could do that. I'm one of these people that's just far too honest. I don't think I could go into a shop, lift something, drop it in my bag and walk out with it. Oh, I would be terrified. And even if I was able to do it, that would haunt me for decades. I don't think I would be able to forget about that. But anyway, there's a story here in the media, which is all about shoplifting. And it's asking, why are more people shoplifting? And we're going to read a little bit of this. This is from the newspaper, which is called the I paper, the letter I. And it says here, food prices and corporate greed are the real scandal. And it says here, the most polite shoplifter I've ever met was carrying two sirloin steaks and a packet of crisps. "Excuse me, miss," he said gently, squeezing past me before rushing out of a Co-op store in Glasgow. Honestly, the miss startled me more than the stakes did. This is a woman writing, clearly, because, you know, we don't really draw attention to ourselves in that way. This man, she says, had a tooth missing and a deep scar down one side of his face. Somebody somewhere had once tried very hard to hurt him, and the security guards barely looked up. "Does this happen a lot?" I asked one of the staff afterwards. "Every day," he shrugged. "Just business as usual." Now, she goes on to talk here about shoplifting, but the strange thing about this story is it quickly goes on to talk about England and Wales. So she talks about Glasgow, and then she says here, "Shoplifting in England and Wales surpassed 500,000 offences in the year to March 2025 for the first time, and incidents of violence and abuse against shop workers amounted to," oh, she's got a spelling mistake here, I think, 1,600 a day, I think is what she's saying, in the past financial year. And then she goes on again to talk about this shop in Glasgow, which isn't in England and Wales, of course, it's Scotland, where figures are marked differently. She says here, "Would I turn a blind eye to someone stealing from Tesco to feed their family, fund their addiction, or simply survive another week in modern Britain?" And then she says, "Yes. It's no coincidence that the astronomical rise in shoplifting has happened alongside the astronomical rise in the cost of existing." Really? I haven't noticed things going up in price that much. I mean, things are more expensive. But, well, after Brexit, I think everything became a little bit more expensive, didn't it? I still can't find tomatoes anywhere since Brexit time. It says here, "A few years ago, I directed a documentary about addiction." Okay, so she's gone off to talk about other things, isn't she? This woman, her name is Poppy J, the writer of this article. I don't know anything about her, but she goes on to talk about addiction. And I'm glad she is talking about that, because that is a massive issue here. And it is the thing that nobody wants to talk about. A lot of our young people are really carried away with alcohol and drug abuse. It's really, really sad. And then she tells us, "I will never shoplift, but I also understand why more and more otherwise law-abiding people no longer think that stealing from huge corporations is a grave moral emergency. This should worry the government more than stealing." Yeah, I mean, I have to say, I agree. I agree. When it comes to shoplifting, the fact that it's now a free-for-all, that you can just do what you want, I find that really scary. I mean, it looks like if your neighbour has something and you want it, you should just be able to go and get it. And that isn't good. As for stealing to keep the kids alive, well, I'm not sure about that, especially if you're stealing whiskey. I don't know, but it's all about education, isn't it? And one thing is for sure, if you thought British people that were all just sitting there being really happy, you know, law-abiding citizens, you couldn't be more wrong. I'm seeing more and more in the UK, especially in shops like Lidl, some of the smaller supermarkets, they seem to be having loads and loads of issues with things like shoplifting. They lose massive chunks of their profits, you know. So it's quite scary. And there are charities here that help people. We have food banks, you know, if people are really, really poor. But yeah, so the guy that I saw in the supermarket the other day, I saw him lifting alcohol and just a few bits of food. I mean, I was on the aisle that sells the pre-packed frozen foods, you know, like the pizzas. And just at the end of that, they have the alcohol. So he was kind of hovering there. And by the way, those pizzas really are delicious. Those ones. My favourite is the prawns. They do a delicious seafood pizza. I know that you probably make your own pizza wherever you're living, whoever you are. But or Lidl do some lovely frozen ones, just for for ease on those moments when you can't cook. So this man, of course, eventually they let him go, took back the goods. I have seen shopkeepers chasing after staff before if they suspect that they've stolen food from them. Big news story last week, I think, or the week before, I shared it with you, that somebody was fired from one of our supermarkets for trying to stop someone shoplifting. And apparently this is a big no-no. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to leave it to either those employed, like security guards, or you discreetly tell someone and raise the alarm. But you're not supposed to go to the shopkeeper and say, "Oi, what do you think you're doing? It's not allowed." So this guy, he worked for the supermarket, and he got fired because he tried to stop them. What's your thoughts? I'm interested. Please leave a comment. But I mean, I can understand from a shop point of view, they don't want to have to pay insurance, do they, for the protection of the shop workers. So they might just say, "Look, you see anything dodgy, just forget about it." But what's your viewpoint? What do you think of it? I'd be interested to hear your opinion if you want to leave me a comment. But that's a story from today about this shoplifter who was in Glasgow. And this is from the I newspaper from Poppy J. And she's saying it raises a much bigger question about what people now are doing, why they feel they have a right to shoplift. Okay, there's something here next to her article from a police woman called Emily Jane Matthews, and she says, she's a police woman, she says, "Many are middle class chancers," that's people who just take a risk, "who can afford to pay." And she says here, "Theft from shops isn't a victimless crime. Shoplifters cause misery to our retail workers." Yeah, but British people are so polite, aren't they? This is part of the problem. We're afraid to actually point out that people are doing wrong things, And she says here that she's often shocked because some of these people are actually middle-class people. She says in some arrests she's made, all of the people could afford what they stole. Perfume, high-end kitchenware, makeup. Each offender is eligible based on background checks. And this policewoman's from Cambridgeshire. Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think a lot of people here in the UK, they are actually bored. Now, I know that sounds strange, but I've seen conversations here happening between people about nothing, because British people, a lot of us, are just completely and utterly bored. I think I told you once that I used to live in the same street as an elderly lady, and she called the police once, and she said, "There's someone inside my house." The police came, investigated. They told her, "There's nobody here." And she confessed finally. She said, "I was just so lonely. I wanted someone to talk to. So I invented that story so they would come and sit with me." Now, I don't know about you, but that's frightening. And I think part of the shoplifting experience that some people have isn't because they need food, it's because they're bored. If they get caught, they get attention. And there's even a psychological condition, isn't there? Is it kleptomania, where people steal things? Or is that pyromania is the one where you're obsessed with fire, isn't it? Anyway, my point is this. I think we're living in a society now where people are really, really intensely bored, because We don't talk to our families. We don't have communities. And some people just don't see anyone day to day. Now, I'm only 55, okay? I'm not exactly old. But I can feel, I can see that pathway that opens up that leads to this kind of stuff. I mean, fortunately, I'm busy enough with my own family, but I can kind of understand much older people doing things for attention. And it's simply because of the way that we live. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, shoplifting. That's where you take things and you feel, of course, that you're entitled to them for many, many reasons. So, yeah, that's the story of today. Many middle class and middle class shoplifters, chancers, and others who simply can't afford to eat, taking things and not paying for them. Oh dear. Why don't we just talk to our neighbours? Wouldn't that help? I mean, if I knew my neighbours were poor, I would try and help them. I made bread last week. Took some to my neighbour and said, "Would you like some of my bread? I've made too much." "Oh no, we're on a gluten-free," and a big conversation started about diets. "We're on a gluten-free diet. And besides, my son is vegan." I said, "Well, yeah, well, there's nothing in the bread that's from the animal. Or did you add butter?" I'm thinking, "Oh, sorry, I asked." Anyway, that's my story about shoplifters. So until next time, guys, I'll see you all soon. And have a wonderful, wonderful day or evening, whatever you're doing. See you. Bye.